Everyone, and welcome to a little old show called Tech Talk, where geek meets chic. Oh, sure, this show is geeky. It's about technology and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's all the cool stuff like MP3 players, cell phones, laptops, TVs, cameras, and GPS devices. And on top of all that, it's a fun and accessible show about technology. So it's perfect for those who are either tech shy or tech savvy or somewhere in the middle. Everything on this show is explained in plain English and with none of that technical jargon. Today's Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards and LifeCam web cameras. Get more out of your computer with affordable, reliable, and comfortable PC accessories from Microsoft. Visit Microsoft.ca for more info. Well, I hope you're enjoying this long weekend, despite the not-so-great weather today. Today's Tech Talk theme, though, is on hot spring gadgets for the great outdoors. You might not want to be lugging around an MP3 player in the pouring rain, but this is great. Today's topic is going to be ideal items to tote around with you in the spring or summer on the go. So instead of talking about televisions today or computers, stereo systems, or anything else you'd use in the home or in the office, today it's all about great gadgets for the great outdoors. Portable tech you can bring with you to help keep you informed, entertained, or in communication while on the go. And this does include portable music players, smartphones, GPS units to help you navigate from point A to point B, digital cameras and camcorders, portable gaming systems to help keep the kids quiet in the backseat during the old family road trip, and so on and so forth. And so there's no guest today. It's just me. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman, here to answer your questions about what to look for when shopping for portable high-tech gadgets and gizmos. Or perhaps you've already purchased one or received something as a gift and you want to get more out of it. Perhaps I can help. So maybe you're looking for a new pair of headphones for your music player. You might want to consider those noise-canceling ones that block out the outside world so you can get more out of your music, or just to help, you know, if you're flying a lot like I do, to help block out engine roar and, you know, kids crying beside you. Or maybe you want to know the latest digital camera features. What's important? We did have a guest on from Henry's last week, but if you are in the market for a compact point-and-shoot digital camera or one of those bulkier SLR or single-lens reflex cameras, you want to know some of the latest features, I'd love to help you out. Maybe you're looking for a GPS unit, maybe you're forever lost. That's the argument that you and your spouse always get in when you're on the road trip. You should have taken that off ramp. Well, GPS units can help us solve that. Maybe you want to know the difference between an iPod and other MP3 players. What about satellite radio? I'd be happy to help out if I can today. There are no dumb questions on this show. You know the drill. So let's hear from you, and you'll be eligible to win prizes too, which I'll get to in a moment. The numbers to call in on Tech Talk today are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, that's star talk, on your cell phone, *TALK. It's a free call, and would love to talk to you about the great gadgets for the great outdoors if you need tips on what to look for when you're shopping for some portable gear this spring or summer. All right, prizes. This is what we're going to do. We have two prizes to give away. The first is a two-pack that we'll give away to the last caller before the 12:30 break. It's two Nintendo DS games. Nintendo DS is, of course, that wildly popular portable gaming system from Nintendo that the DS stands for dual screen, the bottom of which is touch sensitive. So it comes with a little stylus pen and you can use that to help control your games. We're giving away two games as a two pack that are both rated E for everyone. So they're ideal for players of all ages, kids and kids at heart, if you will. We're giving away Speed Racer, the video game from Warner Brothers Games, and Toy Shop from Majesco. Speed Racer is, of course, a racing game, a futuristic driving game that's tied to the film of the same name. And Toy Shop lets you take over your grandfather's struggling toy shop to grow it into a successful store. And it seems like a lot of fun. I have not played these. They're brand new. But we're giving those two away to the first caller, the last caller before 12:30. Then the last caller of Tech Talk just before 1 p.m. is going to win a Microsoft LifeCam VX6000. This is a web camera that you can connect to your laptop computer. And even if you're surfing the internet wirelessly in your favorite coffee shop, you can snap this into your computer and talk with video with friends and family around the world for free. So we're giving away that to the last caller before 1 p.m. Our theme again is great gadgets for the great outdoors, the latest in portable technology. I would love to answer your questions on what to look for when you're shopping for portable gear. So MP3 players, digital cameras, even laptops. So let's hear from you. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255 on your cell phone. I'm still, you know, you might, if you're a frequent listener of Tech Talk, there you go. You'd know that last week I was under the weather as well. Well, I still haven't shaken this thing. I mean, this is like the worst cold I've ever had in my life. And I have to tell you a story. I was in San Francisco and LA this week on business. And for the first time, I actually went to go see a doctor while traveling because I figured if it was an infection or something, then I would get on some meds and try to knock it out. Because as many of you know, traveling while under the weather is not fun. So I went to this private hospital in San Francisco because they don't really have walk-in clinics there as we do here. So if you don't have a physician, then you can't just go into. These are more for those who are uninsured or homeless, they're explaining to me. So I went to a private hospital that did accept insurance. Thankfully, I had it just to see a doctor. And believe it or not, and people from Toronto are not going to believe this, I was in and out in about 25 minutes in a hospital. Yeah. So I was explaining to the physician there that I saw. Yeah, in Toronto and in Ontario, that'd be about 6 hours conservatively. I was in and out. I had to fill out a form. They called my company. So I didn't need meds after all. It's viral, so it just has to run its course. But like, honestly, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you're kidding, right? So I might be up for this two-tiered thing if it comes back again, this two-tiered system, because I'd pay for that luxury of not having to sit in a hospital for 6 hours only to be told, yeah, antibiotics aren't for you. But seriously, that was like the most bizarre experience. I called my wife and I'm like, Kelly, I was in and out of this hospital in less than half an hour. Is that possible? And I was not the only one there. It was like during the morning of a, you know, crazy. Anyways, but I digress. We're not talking about healthcare systems today on Tech Talk, but I just had a crazy week. My voice is still a bit shot. Bear with me. But we are going to have some fun this hour talking about portable gadgets, taking your tech on the go. Maybe you're in the market for a GPS unit, a digital camera, even a cell phone. Would love to give you some tips on what to look for. Or if you've bought these already and you need to get more out of it, would love to help. We have a couple of prizes to give it away. So let's just start with Dan in Etobicoke. Hey, Dan, thanks for calling.
Oh, my pleasure. Mark, it's always good to listen to you.
Thank you.
No, nothing about GPS. I'm starting to do a lot of kayaking.
Oh, cool.
Trying to. Not very well at it.
So you need one of these nature ones, because most of the GPS units we buy are for the roads. So they have street names and all that. But they do have GPS units that can help you in case of emergency, or even, you know, those who do hiking or fishing. So they have these special eTrex ones from Garmin, I believe they're called.
eTrex from Garmin?
Yeah, you know, I'm having a guest on in a few weeks, Michael Hammond from DurhamGPS.com. And we're going to talk, I think, a little bit more thoroughly about the non-traditional GPS units. But yeah, you might want to check out Garmin.com. They're a manufacturer of GPS devices, Garmin.com, GARMIN.com. And you can look for it's called On the Trail, and they'll show you the ones that are ideal for the outdoors, not just for your car. So if you go to Garmin.com, click On the Trail, and they'll show you a few products that some of them even include a two-way radio. So if you're traveling with somebody else, you press a little button. But they do have a line called the eTrex and the Fortrex and the Gecko, and they have different handheld GPS units that can help you out.
Would they be waterproof type?
I don't think so. I could be wrong. They might be weather resistant, but I don't think truly waterproof.
And that's GARMIN?
That's right, Garmin. They're one of the leaders in this space. Thanks for calling, Dan. I am also a fan of TomTom units, and I knew that TomTom GPS units were really big in Europe. In fact, they call all GPS units TomToms. It's like the Kleenex of GPS out there in like the UK and other countries. But I've been playing around with them a lot in North America now, and they've really gained some market share. And I really like these as well, but they're, I think, more ideal for city travel, roads and highways and things like that. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to get back to your calls. If you're the last caller before 12:30, you're going to win a 2-pack of Nintendo DS games. Last caller before 1 is going to win the Lifecam VX 6000 web camera. But right now it is 12:17. That means it's time to check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Your favorite electronics, that is. On today's Tech Talk, it's a look at the latest in portable gadgets for the spring and summer. Specifically, I'm here to help answer questions, if you've got them, on what to look for when shopping for your favorite electronics. Digital cameras, laptops, MP3 players, GPS units, and the like. We are giving away a couple of prizes. I'll tell you what they are once again. The last caller before 12:30 is going to win a copy of Speed Racer, the video game, and Toy Shop, a game, for both of which are for the Nintendo DS. You know, at home, I love my Xbox 360, and I'm so glued to Grand Theft Auto 4. But on the go, the Nintendo DS is a lot of fun. Those will be given away to the last caller before 12:30, and they're both rated E for everyone. And the last caller on today's Tech Talk will win a web camera from Microsoft, so you can chat with a high-definition video with friends and family around the world. Just snap this little web camera on a desktop computer at home or a laptop computer while on the go, and you can have those free face-to-face conversations with people anywhere in the world. It's the Lifecam VX 6000. So that will be given away to the last caller before 1. Love to hear from you, though. 416-872-1010. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's go to Mitch in Burlington. Hey, Mitch, you're on News Talk 1010.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Your theme today is perfect, just because I just received an Olympus waterproof underwater digital camera as a birthday present that I've been playing with for 2 days. So I thought it was funny.
Oh, great. Have you tried? So you have tried it underwater?
I haven't tried it underwater yet, but
okay.
Played around with it a little bit earlier today.
Oh, cool.
Just with the rain and stuff.
Is it the Olympus model? The Olympus one?
It is the Olympus one.
Yeah.
It was sort of the only one that I could find that had the features that I wanted, at least right now.
Great.
So I'm pretty happy with it so far.
Excellent.
My question is about sort of splash-proof outdoor little mini MP3 players. I'm familiar with iPods and stuff, but is it sort of the same sort of deal when you're downloading the music onto it? Can I grab sort of one of my albums or whatever it's called out of my iTunes and throw it in there, or do I have to do it differently?
Okay, so if it's not an Apple product, if it's not an iPod, then you won't use iTunes to transfer the music from your computer to the device. It will either come with its own CD that has its own software that lets you select the songs that are on your computer and choose which ones go to the MP3 player by connecting it with that USB cable that will be included. Or it will work with Windows Media Player, which is free and usually included with Windows.
I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah, so, and you can always download that for free at windowsmedia.com. If you're looking for a waterproof one, I saw one in Target in the U.S., and you can buy it online. It's about $75. It's called the Freestyle Waterproof MP3 Player. Holds about 250 songs. So it is waterproof. Even the earphones are waterproof and all that,
yeah,
obviously. And
the earphones aren't waterproof. The unit itself, I can't remember the brand name.
Right.
I don't have it with me.
So it's not Freestyle. So,
no.
Yeah, you know, you can either get a case for those if you want to waterproof your existing MP3 player, or buy one that is direct. It sounds like the one that you are thinking about might be just, you know, splash proof or just a little bit better for the beach.
I think that's what it is. It's
okay.
Sort of a sun and surf type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Sun and ski type thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure that that getting the music onto the player will be that easy. And if not,
right.
send me an email, techtalk@cfrb.com. Haven't been the best, actually, at responding. as well as I used to be. That's because I've been traveling like crazy, but I will get to that backlog of questions from CFRB listeners, so I apologize for that. But yeah, getting the music onto the player is usually pretty simple. There's instructions, but it boils down to you plugging it in through a USB cable into your computer and then using your mouse to drag and drop songs onto the device itself. Speaking of MP3 players, in a month, on June 13th, Microsoft will launch their eagerly anticipated Zune player, Z-U-N-E, going up against the almighty iPod. And we will have someone from Microsoft on the show to talk to us about the benefits of the Zune over the iPod and, of course, give away one as a grand prize. I've been playing around with the 80-gigabyte version, stores about 250 hours of video or 20,000 songs, and it's pretty cool. It does have some things that the iPod doesn't, including a radio and built-in Wi-Fi, wireless connectivity, which means you can share music with friends. And, there are some limitations, but I'll make sure Alana Zook from Microsoft goes over all that for you. So that's coming out June 13th in Canada. It's been out in the States for about a year and a half. So good to see that. Let's go to Edward in Scarborough. Hey, Edward, you're on News Talk 1010.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you for waiting for my call.
Sure.
And happy for your day.
Thank you.
I would like to question is that I'm a Bell subscriber, and I'm not sure which one is the best cell phone, either Motorola LG Shines or the, LG Shines and Motorola Razr 2, sorry, for the best email, web, movies, internet, even GPS all in one.
Well, the LG Shines about half the price of the Razr 2. And they're very similar in design. I think it's fair to say that the LG Shine looks and feels much like the popular Razr phone. And the Razr 2, I think, is a better phone overall, but you are going to be paying $150 for it with a three-year commitment to Bell instead of $75 for the LG Shine with a three-year commitment. But and they're comparable in features, but I think that the quality of the camera is better for the Razr 2. And it also offers stereo Bluetooth, so you can buy those wireless headphones and put the phone in your jacket or your purse or what have you, and you don't have to have a cable that runs between the headphones and the phone, and it sounds great.
They go as well. Both of them are both only for cell phone, and also BlackBerry, also all in one.
So BlackBerry's, so that BlackBerry's are a different animal. Those are, pricier, but those are for those who want email on the go. And the latest ones do have Bluetooth. In fact, they both have Bluetooth for wireless headphones, but you're paying more, such as the new BlackBerry Curve 8330 that has great music playback, but you're going to be paying more for it. The winner of the prize pack is Rashid from Burlington. Rashid, hi there.
Dick. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. You've got the Speed Racer video game and Toy Shop, both for the Nintendo DS. I'll tell you how to pick up that prize pack. And thank you to Warner Brothers Games and Majesco Games for providing those on today's show. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, we're going to answer more of your questions about buying portable gear. That's our theme this hour, the best in portable electronics. And then we're going to give away another prize pack, a web camera to the last caller before 1 p.m. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards and LifeCam web cameras. Get more out of your computer with affordable, reliable, and comfortable PC accessories from Microsoft. Visit Microsoft.ca. For more info, speaking of Microsoft and LifeCams, that will be our next prize given to the last caller before 1 p.m. Someone who gets their question on the air about what to look for when you're shopping for portable gadgets this spring or summer. Gadgets for the great outdoors is our theme. And we're talking about MP3 players, GPS units, laptops, mobile phones, and this webcam that we're giving away, the LifeCam VX6000 is also ideal. Imagine, sitting at your favorite coffee shop, having a cup of Joe and with your laptop there, wirelessly chatting with friends and family with a video web camera and seeing your relatives or friends somewhere else on the planet. It's pretty cool, and they can see you too. The numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area this long weekend, or star 8255, that's star T-A-L-K, a free call on your cell phone. Let's hear from you if you have questions about MP3 players, smartphones, GPS units, digital cameras, camcorders, portable gaming systems, and so on. All right. Let's jump right back to the lines, because I know that we have a lot of people who have been waiting. Let's start with May in Brampton. Or is this Colleen? Who we got here?
May.
Oh, hi, May. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Glad to hear you're getting better, too.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I just wondered about these GPSs. Do they plug into the power thing in your car?
Yeah, great question. So most of them do have a built-in rechargeable battery, but they don't last too long. So some of them are need to be plugged in to the cigarette lighter. Mm-hmm. Others are plugged in when they're recharging. And some people just keep them in plugged in whenever they use them in the car. But the idea is that you can take them between different cars or even on foot. Oh. So the latest trend with GPS units is that they have a built-in battery as well, which is kind of neat because some of them now have music playback. So you can sort of double it. You can like put on audiobooks or music mm-hmm. and walk around the city with them. So some of them do require a plug. Others are built-in rechargeable battery, but they usually don't last more than a couple of hours. Because they're wirelessly talking to satellites above the Earth, it's really draining on the battery, not to mention showing video on the screen of the, not video, but animation of you moving on the road and the speech when you're hearing, you know, turn left in 100 meters on Yonge Street. That can all those three things combined can, you know, really take a toll on the battery. Hey, there's another question about GPS units from Ken in Honey Harbor. Thanks for calling, Ken.
Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I hope you're having a nice long weekend.
Well, it's great. Any long weekend is nice.
I hear you.
It's raining up here, unfortunately.
Here too, here too.
What can you do? Just wanted to mention that the Garmin GPS 76 series is waterproof up to 1 meter.
Oh, neat.
And one wouldn't go scuba diving with it, but if it falls out of the canoe, not only is it waterproof, but it floats, which is
neat.
A biggie up here.
Thanks for that. Thanks for telling me that. So the Garmin 76, you're saying?
76 series. There's several models.
Okay.
There's a CSX, which has a compass, and there's a GPS 60 is also waterproof, but it doesn't float.
So do you use this to navigate around islands? Or
yep.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I have nautical charts on mine. I also have Canadian roads on it as well. So I use it both in the car and in the boat.
So, Ken, this is a technology show, so I'm curious to know if you actually use technology to find fish as well.
No. No, I don't.
You're a naturalist. You're a purist.
No, I don't really look for use technology to find fish. As a matter of fact, I don't really fish very much.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious if those things I'm just curious if they actually work. My friends swear by them, but you know, it kind of takes to me some of the fun out of it. You know.
Well, they will work because, of course, I believe they use a radio wave that
right.
see the fish in the water, and
right.
of course they'd see things. Anything in the water there, so yes,
mm-hmm.
I would think they would work.
Mm-hmm.
The big question, though, is when you put your lure in, is the fish going to bite at it?
Yeah, that's another story altogether. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Colleen in downtown Toronto. Hi, Colleen.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, my question was regarding recharging, but I guess I can add to the problem we had was recharging in a humid environment.
Charging up what?
We had our digital camera,
uh-huh.
and we were doing all these really neat architectural things, and it was dead in 4 minutes. We saw more Walmart than we saw structures, just because the batteries uh-huh. kept on. So we're just wondering the effect of humidity in the summertime.
Yeah, that's a great question. I know heat can definitely take a toll. They always say never leave your camera in a car, you know, on a summer day. Try to take it with you and keep it cool and protect it from sunlight. Because any electronics, and especially battery life, can be affected by sunlight. But yeah, and humidity also adds to that. But it shouldn't. I mean, if this isn't a camera, then it shouldn't be that affected. Where if it's a humid day, it's not going to work. I mean, that seems like a hardware issue. That doesn't seem like the norm, but it is true that, you know, in order to optimize performance, you don't want to use electronics in a super hot environment, or even for that matter, in a cold environment.
Well, it was 110,
yeah,
and it was in
yeah.
the Yucatan Peninsula.
Let's say I'm not surprised, but it, you know, it depends on the camera. And
you just don't know how much
mm-hmm.
To take with you. How many batteries do you take on a trip with
yeah.
you?
Well, my guest last week from Henry's, Trevor Sherwin, suggested that if you go on a trip, definitely keep one spare. You know, so the benefit of rechargeable batteries is that you don't have to spend money on batteries. But the benefit of cameras that take those AA's or AAA's is that you can often pop into a gift shop somewhere and buy some extras in a pinch. You know, so there's sort of pros and cons for each decision. So, but for it to die in humidity right away and the battery not charging for more than a couple of minutes, that seems a little bit A little bit odd. That sounds like a bit of a problem. Today on Tech Talk, we are talking about portable electronics. Anything that you'd want to take in the great outdoors, whether it's a portable DVD player and or portable gaming system to keep the kids from asking the dreaded, are we there yet, in the backseat. Or if you're out and about and you want to know what's the latest cell phone that has great music or the best headphones to replace your iPod's headphones. If you want a GPS unit for your car to help you navigate from point A to point B and find points of interest that matter to you, like restaurants and gas stations. I'm answering all these types of questions, or trying to, in any event. And as a little thank you, the last caller of the show is going to win a web camera so you can chat with friends and family around the world for free using video. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Before we go to the next caller, I wanted to say that my blog that I know a lot of CFRB listeners visit, it's called Sync, S-Y-N-C. We just had our one-year anniversary, our one-year birthday. Would you call it an anniversary or birthday? I don't know. Birthday. One-year birthday on Friday. So, yeah, we launched last May 15th or 16th, so in 2007. So we've now had our little birthday celebration. So if you'd like to bookmark my blog, you'd get daily info and tips and reviews and things like that. You simply go to sync-blog.com and bookmark that in your favorite web browser. And you will, I write about two updates a day. My colleague Simon Cohen from Simpatico MSN also writes a couple a week. So we often get a great discussion going. Sometimes I purposely have a little bit of a controversial topic that sparks some discussion and rants among our readers. So that's a lot of fun. So thanks to a great year, we've had more than 8,000 comments and well over 500 posts. And, we're having a lot of fun. So sync-blog.com if you want to bookmark that. That's my blog. All right, let's go to Marie in downtown Toronto. Hey, Marie, I think we've got a big theme here this hour, which is GPS devices.
Hi, Mark. Good morning or good afternoon. Yeah, I'm interested in GPS. We're going to go to Italy in the fall. And I'm a real nerd when it comes to techno stuff, so I was wondering which would be the best model to buy.
If you don't think you're going to use one when you get back to Toronto, I would rent one. My guest who's going to be on in a couple of weeks, Michael Hammond, he's got a place called DurhamGPS.com, and you can rent one with European maps built in.
Oh, okay.
So that might be a more cost-effective solution for you, because most of the GPS units, 99% of them, the ones that you'd buy in Toronto, have maps for just the U.S. and Canada.
I see. And so, the one I did see was over $400, so I thought that was a bit pricey.
You can buy a GPS unit for a decent one for as low as $150.
Okay.
But again, if you're looking to just go for a week, it might be cheaper to rent something than buy a pricier GPS unit. If you think you can use one back in Toronto, just make sure that the one that you buy allows for downloadable maps for other countries, because most of them will just have built-in maps for Canada and the U.S. But a great question. We are going to take another break, and when we return, getting back to the calls, and hopefully we'll get a winner about 5 minutes to one for the webcam. So great stuff. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk, but it is 12:40. That means it's time to visit with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Cameras, phones, and MP3 players. Oh, my. Today's Tech Talk looks at the hottest portable high-tech toys to tote around. Call up with your questions on what to look for when shopping for a GPS unit, music player, portable DVD player, laptop, cell phone, or camcorder. I was just chatting with Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, and Jill Malboff, our screener producer. And Dwayne says his essential portable gadget is his cell phone. He's big into text messaging and music and, of course, chatting. And Jill loves her iPod Touch, her portable music player that also shows photos and videos and can also surf the internet when you're in a wireless network. And she is even sporting these swank Sony noise-canceling headphones, you know, those DJ-style cans that, you know. So Jill looks pretty cool walking around with those and blocks out annoying guys like me and Dwayne when we're talking about video games. Let's hear from you. What portable gadgets do you love? Or better yet, if you have questions on what to look for when you're shopping for portable electronics, I'm here to help. 416-872-1010. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. The last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win a Microsoft LifeCam VX6000. Yeah, it sounds pretty geeky, but what it is pretty cool. It's a web camera that you can connect to your laptop or desktop computer at home and lets you chat with video with friends and family around the world for free. So instead of paying your long distance company, you can now talk for free and with video as well. It even has this one touch call button on the very top of the camera. So you press the button, opens up your address book, and you click who you want to call. And it's as fast and as easy as that. So that's going to go to the last caller before 1 p.m. if you have your question on the air about buying portable electronics. Before we go back to the lines, a couple of specials you may be interested in. If you're in the market for an inexpensive MP3 player, Best Buy has these Samsung U3s on sale, the letter U and then the number 3. For $49, these are 2 gigabyte MP3 players that can store about 500 songs. It comes in white, pink, or black, and the battery life is pretty good, about 15 hours. And it's in the shape of a USB stick, so whenever you want to put more songs on to this player, you just take off the hinge, you just open up the hinge, plug it into your computer, and drag and drop your songs over. That's from Best Buy, and that's the Samsung U3, 2 gigabyte MP3 player that lets you snap the whole player right into the computer to transfer songs over, $49. If you're in the market for an entry-level digital camera, that's pretty powerful, but easy on your wallet, relatively speaking. The Olympus FE330 is on sale at Future Shop for $149. This is an 8-megapixel pocket-sized digital camera available in black, pink, or blue. And it has, instead of 3x optical zoom, it has 5x optical zoom, so you can get closer to a subject without physically moving closer to that subject. Also has a big 2.7-inch LCD screen and face-detecting technology, so it automatically adjusts the focus and lighting for the different faces in the scene. And that's at Future Shop, $149, the Olympus FE-330. Let's go to Corey in Thornhill. Hi, Corey.
Hi there. How are you?
Thanks for calling. I'm okay, thanks.
Thank you. I just have a question. My daughter is just turning 11 years old, and she wants an iPod Nano, and I don't really know anything about them.
Sure.
And I know there's different brands out there, but I'm not sure, are they as good as the iPods? Or I know there's a big price difference in them.
Yeah, well, when you're, okay, so the iPod Nanos are, that is one, only one MP3 player. It's a brand, it's an actual model. So there are other portable MP3 players with video, but I don't think they do it quite as well as the iPod Nano. And you're not paying too much of a premium for the iPod brand. So there's two different kinds of iPod Nanos. One is 4 gigabytes of memory, which in plain English is about 1,000 songs,
okay,
and that's $159. Then there's an 8-gigabyte Nano, which she probably doesn't need, you know, as an 11-year-old, for 2,000 songs for $209. So the 4-gigabyte one comes in all different kinds of colors. There's pink, if she's into that. There's
okay,
there's red, black, green, blue, and silver. And it also shows photos and videos. So I would go with the 4-gig one instead of a competing product, or if, I don't know when her birthday is, but after June 13th, the Zen, Zunes from Microsoft are pretty impressive as well. And they start at $139 for the 4 gigabyte model. So even $20 cheaper.
Wow.
For their 4 gigabyte player that also plays videos and music and photos and,
right,
and all that.
Now, I also, on my computer, I have dial up. So is that a problem downloading music and videos from that?
Yeah, videos for sure. Music will be a little bit tough. So if you're on dial-up, then you'll probably want to get your music from CDs. So,
right,
so you pop the CDs into the tray on the computer, copy them over to the hard drive, and then copy them over to the Nano. Downloading music without a high-speed connection isn't fun, and video is virtually impossible because it would take forever. Great question. We got to take another break. Boy, this happens quickly. When we return, more questions and, of course, giving away our grand prize. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This hour, we're chatting about the best in portable electronics. It is spring, and despite the kind of crummy weather today, it is a long weekend. You might be out and about. So what are the ideal gadgets that you'd like to bring with you? You know, nature and electronics need not be mutually exclusive. You can buy a digital camera, a camcorder, MP3 player, a new phone, new cell phone that does all those things. Of course, laptops and other portable devices, GPS units and the like. We're answering calls today about, you know, what to look for when you're shopping for these. And I'm highlighting a few deals as well. Oh, and Jill, I know that Jill Malboff, our screener, I know you're a fan of the iPod Touch. I printed off an article I wrote for MSN on 8 ways to improve the iPod Touch's battery life. So I'm going to give this to you, okay? Because that, it's a great little device, but the battery life because it has that built-in wireless connectivity. You can actually buy songs directly off iTunes on this thing. It can take be a strain on the battery. If anybody else is interested in that article, just go to msn.ca and type in iPod Touch. So I've got that for you, Joe. So let's go back to the lines. The last caller is going to win that web camera from Microsoft, the Lifecam VX6000. But I want to go right back to the lines. Let's talk to Tony in Richmond Hill. Hey, Tony.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Thanks for calling today.
Oh, thank you. I'm interested in getting a standalone portable DVD player.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, instead of bringing the laptop with us, camping and all that, and having the car, what should I look for?
Great question. So I'm not a fan of these super expensive portable DVD players because they're like the price of a small laptop.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get, depending on, you can get a laptop for $300-$400 now. So I don't like to see, when I walk into those big box stores and I see a portable DVD player that expensive, I'm like, why bother? Because, for the same price sometimes, you can get a full laptop with, you could surf the internet and, So I would go, it depends on the age of your kids. I recommend parents buying inexpensive portable DVD players if they've got young children, because they can get beat up, especially those ones that you can put on your lap in the back seat. What to look for? Well, definitely screen size is the number one thing. Number two is, the bigger the screen, the faster the battery will die out.
Exactly.
But, arguably the better the experience. So, a 10-inch screen is better than a 5-inch screen. Secondly is, battery life. Make sure you read the specs. Sometimes those no-name $100 portable DVD players won't be so great on battery life. The third thing, which I think is pretty neat, especially kids will like this, is a lot of these ones now will read discs that are that have music burned on them. So you can now sort of treat it like an iPod, if you will, or other MP3 player, and fit up to 4,000 songs on a burned DVD, or about 2,000 songs on a blank disc, a blank CD. So depending on the quality that you choose. So that's another feature to look for, is support for non-DVD formats. It could be DivX, which is downloadable video, or music, which is a great thing. Hey, let's go to Ted in Niagara Falls. Ted, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yeah, hi, I'm in Buffalo by now.
I appreciate you hanging on there. Thank you.
No problem. I'm just trying to find out a little about MP3 players versus iPods. I don't really know. Is it just MP3s do music and iPods as that other lady said, like videos?
Yeah, not necessarily. So iPods are the most popular kind of MP3 players. It's a brand name. So it is, it has become the Kleenex of MP3 players. But other MP3 players also can show video. So iPod is a brand name. The difference between them is basically the way you buy music. iPods, you have to buy music from the iTunes store. You can't buy music from other stores. It has to be, Apple calls it a full circle solution. Some people like that, some people don't, but the iTunes store is where you'd buy music. Other MP3 players, you often have more selection because you can buy elsewhere. iPods also have that nice navigation, whether it's your fingertip on the iPod Touch or using that click wheel for the iPod Nano and Classic. So I do like the iPods, but there's certainly less expensive MP3 players that have more features, including the upcoming Zune that's coming out in June from Microsoft. And our last question is about MP3 players as well, and they're also the winner of the Microsoft Lifecam, and that would be Samuel from Burlington. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations, Samuel.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much.
You've won yourself a Lifecam VX6000, a neat little video camera with high-definition video, and it can take 5-megapixel photos as well.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy,
congrats.
Oh, boy.
Great.
You made my day. Thanks. I'm in the market for an MP3 player, and this particular feature I'm looking for is Bluetooth, because the deck in my car is Bluetooth, my stereo at home is Bluetooth, so really I want that feature, and particularly with the capacity of at least 16 gigabytes. Can you suggest any name brands?
I can. So only a couple of MP3 players have Bluetooth, namely Sony and Samsung do a good job. And Sony, believe it or not, still has their Walkman brand. And they're trying to differentiate themselves from the iPod family. So I like these new Sony Walkmans that they're video MP3 players. They start at $149 for the 4 gig. The 16 gig is $300, but it does have Bluetooth. It's the Sony 16 gig Walkman video. Mm-hmm. You can see it at sonystyle.ca. It does show video, photos, and music, but for your needs, it can wirelessly communicate with your car stereo so you don't have to connect a cable in order to
exactly.
hear your music.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
And now you intrigued me about the Microsoft product. Will that also have Bluetooth?
I don't believe it does.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
believe it has Bluetooth, but my guest will be Alana Zook from Microsoft in a couple weeks. We'll clarify that, but I've written about it before, and I do not think Bluetooth is one of the features. So you might want to go with this Sony 16-gig Walkman video. Hey, thanks for listening to Tech Talk. That's my cue to get out of here. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards, and LifeCam web cameras. Get more out of your computer with affordable, reliable, and comfortable computer accessories from Microsoft. Visit Microsoft.ca for more info. Thanks to Dwayne Bishop and Jill Malbo for a great job today. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge, coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.